The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
I'm Mike Bissett, filling in for Anthony Bellino. Question of the day, what would satisfy you this year if you're a Michigan fan? How many wins? What do you want to see? Is it just beating Ohio State? Is it Big Ten championship or bust? Is it national championship or bust? You can hit us up at the Meyer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio to 21000. So glad you can join us. Remember, you can reach out to us at XB Mornings on Twitter. That's XB as in boy, Mornings on Twitter. Facebook, X's and Bros. That's with an apostrophe in there and the and sign, not the letters A-N-D. On TV, Comcast 900. Hello again to my friends in BCSN. Worked there on and off from 2011 to 2019, and then, of course, if you're listening on our podcast, SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeart Radio. Again, I'm Mike Lissette. I'm here in Grand Rapids. We got Danny and Ryan in Detroit. Had some technical difficulties early. That's the wonders of technology, but I got to ask, are Danny and Ryan with me right now? Can you guys hear me?
Doesn't sound like it. Because we're looping back.
I can hear you perfect, though. Can we work with this? That's the question.
I don't think so.
I know I can.
I'm looping back to us.
Okay. So you guys are out. That's the word on the street.
For now.
Okay. Possibly.
Okay. That's fine. Maybe it's something personal. Maybe you guys don't want to talk to me. I get it. We've all conjured up these technical difficulties.
We don't want to talk to Mike. No, we don't want to deal with them. We'll just press a few buttons so we're out for today.
No, I get it. You know, Anthony Bellino took the day off. You guys are a little bitter about it. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm out. Let the new kid, you know, die on his own. I understand where you're coming from because, as I said before, I used to do radio, so I get how it goes. But again, if that's how it's going to be, then I will do this myself at least for now, because again, as I said before, a lot to talk about. It's Big Ten Media Day in Indianapolis. Kind of bummed I'm not going, but I've been some years before. Some years it's like, it's very boring. You know, it's like, how's the season going to go? Yada, yada, yada. You get coach speak. You get player speak. This year, I mean, it's so exciting. I mean, there's so many storylines we're talking about. We're going to talk more about that. We obviously talked about Jim Harbaugh. We had Aaron McMahon from MLive with us earlier. We're going to hear from him again later in the show. As I said before, question of the day, what's going to satisfy you if you're a Michigan fan this year in order to keep Jim Harbaugh coming back for more, or do you not want Jim Harbaugh coming back? We don't know. But there's also plenty of other storylines, too. We're going to get to that. Obviously, name, image, likeness is going to be a big topic this year. Who's going to be showing up to Media Day with swag? That's the question. Who's going to be rocking, like, the clothes? I saw some law firm offering players money to wear their T-shirts. It'll be interesting to see that. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what coaches have to say about that. Also, vaccinations, that's going to be a big topic. Five of the Big Ten schools are requiring all athletes to get vaccinations. A lot of the other schools are not, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what's the response with that. And also talk of an expansion for the college football playoff. I think everybody but the typical teams that usually get in, the Bamas, the Ohio States, those teams, they're going to, and Clemson's obviously, they're not going to be happy about it. Matter of fact, Dabo Swinney said the other day he's not happy about it. And that's because there's going to be more parity if more teams get in and less chance for dynasties to be formed. More things are going to happen. I think teams are going to come out in favor of that. I'll give you my thoughts. If you're wondering, by the way, where Anthony Bellino is today, he is actually in Tampa. I believe it's a bachelor party. I could be wrong, but Anthony is going to a party. This is pretty cool. Anthony's going to a party, and you know who the DJ is? It's Shaquille O'Neal. How cool is that? Rocking out the shack. Anthony called me yesterday. He's looking for a Shaquille O'Neal jersey. So if you're out there, maybe you can reach out to him on Twitter. Maybe you can express the Shaquille O'Neal jersey to him because he's in need of one. He found some screen-printed ones. That's not good enough for Anthony Bellino. He wants the filet mignon of basketball jerseys. And I will say this. A lot of guys would make fun of Anthony Bellino for wearing basketball jerseys because he is over the age of 30. Not me. I'm actually a gigantic NBA basketball jersey collector. I have about 25, 30 of them, the Mitchell and Ness stuff. Love that stuff. Maybe you can reach out to me on Twitter, at Mike Lissette. Is it okay for grown men over 30 to wear jerseys? I think it's not fair that people are criticized for doing so. I think if you want to rock out the jersey, you can. You won't believe the amount of flack I get for it for wearing jerseys. And I've got some good ones, too. I just picked up a USA Today basketball one. So excited about that. Speaking of USA basketball, first game Sunday against France. It sounds like the gang is going to be together. Zach LaVine recently rejoined the team. Jeremy Grant. They're getting Devin Booker, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday. I'm not feeling too good about this team. Not going to lie about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. Also, the hottest team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers. They've won 6 in a row. They beat the Texas Rangers last night 4-2. Homers from Grossman, Badu, Short. I mean, it was another good night for them. They are rocking and rolling. We talked earlier, is the rebuild over? I don't think so. I think they've got some more work to do. Some other news and notes. Maria Taylor, gone from ESPN. Rumored to have joined NBC Sports. It looks like she could join them in time for the Olympics, which would be quite a turnaround based on how quickly that is. Not surprising that she left based on what happened with Rachel Nichols. I mean, that was just a couple of weeks ago. It's sad. I don't know if that could have been resolved in another way. It sounded like that was a very uncomfortable situation for her. Somebody the other day, yesterday, just said to me, that's a big loss for ESPN. And this is not a shot on her talent because she's very, very talented. But the way ESPN operates nowadays, it's not a big loss at all. I mean, the machine will keep on spinning. They will replace her, and by next year it'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right, she used to host the show. I mean, look at all the people that have left over the years. We just had, Kenny Mayne. Kenny Mayne left, Trey Wingo, Dan Patrick. That was a big loss. But the fact of the matter is, good book. These guys have all the fun. Since the 90s, ESPN has gone out of the way to devalue the individual name of the talent. That way, no one has too much name value. If you remember, they originally offered her a big contract. She wanted more money. They did not give it to her. And that's, again, that's them saying, you may be a big name, but you're not a big name. The only big names that still exist on ESPN are guys like, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman. But bottom line is, the machine will live on. There was life after Aaron Andrews. There was life after Bill Simmons. It's a big loss, but they will be fine. We got more coming up when we come back on the other side. We're going to talk Team USA, the U.S. Olympic team, gearing up for another gold medal run. Not feeling too good about it. I'll tell you why on the other side. This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Again, by the Meyer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio to 2100. I'm Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more. Coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
On the Michigan Sports Network, I'm Mike Lissette, filling in for Anthony Bellino, who apparently is partying with Shaq this weekend. He's a DJ at their bachelor party. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's on the Michigan Sports Network or on Comcast 900, BCSN there in Northwest Ohio. You'll also find our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You couldn't avoid me if you tried. That's, I guess, what I'm trying to say right now, based on all those places to look for me. If you're also looking online, Twitter, XB Mornings. Also on Facebook, X's and Bros. Remember, there's an apostrophe in there, and it's with the and sign. And again, the Meijer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio 221-00. Mike Lissette here in Grand Rapids. Danny and Ryan in Detroit. Having some technical difficulties down there, but we hope to get them back. Want their opinions on some big things. As we said before, Big Ten Media Day. Day one in Indianapolis. We got Ohio State and Michigan State going tomorrow. Jim Harbaugh going today at 12:30. He's going to have a lot to say. Obviously, the Bo Schembechler scandal, or not scandal, but whether or not he knew, Harbaugh had some comments. Those did not go over well. It'll be interesting to see what he says, how much he says about it, if he goes off script, if he has a statement and then shuts it down the rest of the way. Also, Harbaugh on the hot seat. We talked about that earlier. I said before, it's not fair. We'll talk more about that when we can later in the show. And also some of the big storylines from Big Ten Media Day. A lot of sexy, juicy storylines, name, image, likeness. That's going to be a big topic. Vaccinations, that's a boring topic, but you know it's going to come up. And, of course, the expansion of the college football playoffs. But for now, I know the Olympics are all about getting excited about the sports you don't usually get excited about. I'm talking like swimming, gymnastics, track and field, but to me, like, the most fun aspect about the Olympics every summer is basketball. That's what I want to see. It's must-see TV. Growing up, I took great pride in watching the U.S. kick the tar out of other countries. And that 2004 loss still really, really bothers me. Tim Duncan, I'm looking at you. You look like you did not care at all playing on Team USA that time. And Larry Brown, what the heck were you thinking, man, with that rotation? See, I'm still mad about it. I'm still going on. But since that time, the U.S. has regained its position as the best country in the world in basketball. But this year, man, no guarantees. Now, according to Vegas, Team USA, the favorite to win gold this summer at Tokyo, followed by Australia, Spain, France, and Slovenia. Now, the U.S.'s first game of the Olympics is Sunday versus France. That team, by the way, has Rudy Gobert and Nicolas Batum. France, as we just said, a very good team. This is going to be a hard matchup for the U.S. They did not look very good. the U.S. did not in their exhibition games. Now, they did beat Argentina and Spain, who is ranked second in the world, but they lost to Nigeria and Australia in exhibition games. That Nigeria loss, they're calling one of the greatest upsets in the history of basketball. It was an exhibition, but it was certainly not fun to watch if you're a fan of American basketball. France, by the way, did not look good in their three exhibition games. They lost all three. Spain did beat France twice, and they also lost to the host country in Japan. So, are the U.S., or is the U.S., sorry, bad grammar, going to win the gold this summer at the Olympics? I don't know. I really don't know. To be honest, I pretty much resigned the fact here that we might lose. I'm not going to say I'm okay with that, but I don't know if it's going to bug me. For one, we clearly are not sending our best players anymore. That's not Team USA Jerry Colangelo's fault. He's the guy that helps pick the team. Grant Hill, by the way, going to do it after this year. But I think we're at a point now, again, where once again the best players don't want to go. This phenomena sort of happened in the 2000 Olympics. Started with that. At that point, the U.S. had won two gold medals in a row, 92 and 96 in Atlanta. And you started to see guys like Shaq not wanting to play. Kobe Bryant at that point didn't want to play. Allen Iverson at that didn't get on the team that year. I mean, those were like the marquee guys in the NBA, and they didn't want to play. And you started to see it at the international tournaments. I think in 98 they lost. 2002 they lost. The scene in basketball was shifting. The U.S. started to realize, like, my goodness, we just can't throw guys together. And that's what happened in 2004. It cost us. And I think that's sort of what happened here. We are throwing guys together. Now, whether or not it's really their fault, again, not so much. We had a lot of guys drop out. A lot of guys didn't want to play. You got Kevin Love saying that he's not at Olympic level. You got Bradley Beal knocked out because of COVID. But when you look at this roster, man, oh, man, oh, man, there's problems. A lot of one-on-one basketball. A lot of guys who don't want to play defense. That was evident in their exhibition losses. It was very disappointing. Now, again, you can look at those games and say to yourself, well, they were coming off a long season. They only played together five games. But still, countries are ready to play Olympic basketball. This is a big deal for them. For a lot of guys, this is an afterthought. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy this summer. And you don't know what's going to happen with COVID protocol. You could have Kevin Durant knocked out one day. He could be gone tomorrow because of COVID. You're down your best player. You're already down your second best leading scorer. It's going to be a tough Olympics for these guys. But again, I I'm not going to be okay with a loss, but I'll understand it. Because the facts of the matter are, international basketball is amazing. When you go back to 1992, the Michael Jordan-led Dream Team that year, sorry to bring it up, guys, won by an average of 44 points a game. Its smallest margin of victory that year was 32 points. I believe that was to Croatia in the championship game. That was not the Kukoc game. That was the second Kukoc game where he played a little better. But it's crazy to think how far we've come in that point. There's a great book by Jack McConnell. When people ask me, what's your favorite sports book of all time, I don't even bat an eyelash. It's The Dream Team. Just an amazing love letter to basketball of the 80s and 90s. So many great stories. Such great insight to who these guys were and what they took from that experience. But there's a telling quote at the end of the book, and it was basically interviewing a foreign player who played in 92 and who got demolished by the Dream Team. And one of the crazy things about it was he said, you know, I may never play as good as Michael Jordan. My kids may never play as good as Michael Jordan. My grandkids, now they may play as good as Michael Jordan. Who knows? And it's amazing, though, how off he was with that statement. Because by 96, the U.S. was having problems. That gold medal game against Yugoslavia that year, they had problems. By 2000, they had problems. And then, of course, comes 94. Where they lose. It's amazing how far international basketball has come. I was reading an article talking about just how they've done it. They've taken our game and perfected it. They've done little things to it. Now it's almost like the American game, at least when it's played right, has copied the international game. You see in the moves, the Euro steps, working around zone defenses, shooting. They were the ones to really embrace the three-point line. In the 90s, if you remember, kids, back in the day, a three-point shot was considered a bad shot. You get like maybe 3 three-point shots from your best shooter a game. Now you get like 16, which is insane. So no, not feeling too confident about the Americans this summer going into the Olympics. If they don't win, they will have lost to some great competition, and it will be certainly fun to watch. You got much more coming up here on X's and Bros. Coming up next, we'll go over some of the top storylines at Big Ten Media Day, which starts today. It's a two-day event in Indianapolis. This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Indianapolis, Jim Harbaugh speaking later this afternoon. Big day for him. A lot of questions to answer. We're going to talk about exactly what he's going to face. This is Michael Sett on X's and Bros, filling in for Anthony Bellino. Find me at XB Mornings on Twitter. Also, at Mike Lissette. Facebook, X's with an apostrophe, and bros. That's the N sign. TV, Comcast 900. Hello out there watching me. And, of course, BCSN, where I used to work. Hello to those guys. It's changed a lot, but it's still awesome. If you're ever in Toledo and you happen to watch BCSN, they do amazing work, and it was a privilege to be a part of that that network. A lot of great people, and it's amazing how they're able to do it with small crews at all the games. They do so many games. It's a great, great network. Also, on the podcast, SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Danica Halen in Detroit. Ryan Elke also there. Hopefully we'll hear from them in a little bit. Always good to get more opinions, and there's certainly a lot to say about what's going on today. Remember, the Meyer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio to 21000. That's three zeros for those keeping count. We got one here from Fred the Pizza Man. I believe we just heard his spot there a moment ago. He says, in regard to the question, what is going to satisfy Michigan fans this year? What are they going to see? What are they going to want to see in order to make sure they know the program's on the right track? Perhaps keep Jim Harbaugh employed with the team? This is what Fred said. He said, no need to worry. Michigan and Harbaugh will bomb. Michigan fans have their heads in the sand. They live on that half championship. I'm guessing that Fred the Pizza Man is not a fan of the Michigan Wolverines. Either that or he's a very angry fan. Michigan fans, man, they're angry. I mean, they are just so angry. We talked about this earlier. I don't understand it. There can only be one national champion every year. Only one. And I feel like in sports nowadays, we've gotten to a point where it's championship or bust. And that's not good. I mean, there's only one championship. You want to win? Jim Harbaugh's won 10-3, 10-3, 8-5, 10-3, 9-4. Okay, 2-4. But last year doesn't count. I know last year stunk. It stunk if you're a Michigan fan. But really, how much stock do you put in it? They came out, they beat Minnesota. Following week, they lost to Michigan State. Then they lost to Indiana. Lost to Wisconsin. Beat Rutgers in triple overtime. That was a fun game. Then they lost to Penn State, and the last three games of the season were canceled. Every single game last year, there was a threat of somebody being out. There was a threat of some coach being out. And it wasn't like, oh, man, he's got an ankle sprain. We don't know if he's going to play. It was like the threat of the night before, your star quarterback, he tests positive for COVID, boom, gone. The whole game plan changes. Just the threat of that alone threw everybody off. Now, granted, some teams rose to the occasion, but not everybody's circumstances were the same. So, again, how much stock can you put in that? Put stock in this. He's won 70% of his games at Michigan. As I said before, I am not a huge Harbaugh fan on a personal basis. I like coaches that are personable. I like them that they're easy to talk to. I like the fact that I can relate to them. I can't relate to Harbaugh. I can't. I mean, he's just all business all the time, and he's not nice about it. That's me personally. But, again, he's a darn good coach. I don't know why there's this push to get him out the door. You're not going to beat Ohio State overnight. It's going to happen. It's going to take time. It's going to take attrition. I believe eventually he's going to beat them if you give him more time. I don't think it's going to happen this year, but I think it's going to happen. And when that starts to happen, good things are going to happen. What happened to the days when coaches could be a mainstay at the school? Harbaugh is a Michigan man. Why? I mean, just, It's not just a Harbaugh issue, but it bothers me looking around the country. Fans are too demanding sometimes in this day and age. They really are. Whenever I see a situation like this, I think back to 2004, I believe. I was a senior at Syracuse University. I was working in sports radio, WHEN 620 there, which was a lot of fun. It's now a jazz station, which is very sad, but it was a great time. And the big story that season was, what is going to happen with Paul Pasqualoni? Michigan fans know who Paul Pasqualoni is. He used to be the defensive coordinator under Matt Patricia for the Lions. He might have an opinion on Paul Pasqualoni. I know Syracuse fans did for a while. So Syracuse, if you don't know, is this juggernaut in the 80s. They were once a great football program. They had so much success. Then we get to the 90s. Dick McPherson leaves the team, goes to the Patriots. They bring in, or they promote Paul Pasqualoni to take the team. And Paul does a great job initially. Remember, he had Donovan McNabb. They're winning games, a lot of fun. 2001, they were in the hunt for a national championship. And then we have some problems. It was bad. They had a 6-6 season. And they had a losing season. And they had a 6-6 season. Then going into 2004, what's going to happen? We want Paul Pasqualini out. So Paul ends up getting a 6-6 win season. They had beat Boston College that last game, and it was an emotional game. So the school comes out, and they say, Coach Pasqualini is here to stay. Then they go to the Champ Sports Bowl, and they get demolished by Georgia Tech. New AD comes in, Darryl Gross, replacing Jake Krauthammel, and they fire Paul Pasqualini. And they're thinking, well, that's it. Problem solved. We're going to bring in a new guy. He's Greg Robinson. He's got that. Remember, you guys know who Greg Robinson is. He's got that West Coast offense. It's going to be great. Next year, they don't win a game. Next year, they're awful. Next year, they're awful. By the time that Greg Robinson left the Syracuse Orange, the program was in shambles. This is how bad it got. Doug Marrone came in. Took the team back to 500. He gets a job in the NFL. 500 record. He gets a job in the NFL. That should tell you how bad the program got. Now, the point of what I'm saying here is it could be a lot worse. And sometimes it's better to go with the devil you know than the devil you don't know. Let me ask you this question. If you fire Jim Harbaugh as the head coach, and then you go take a giant step back, are you, the Michigan fan, going to feel good about that? Don't kid yourself. You're not going to feel good about that. Again, I stress I am not a big fan personally of Jim Harbaugh. I think we've made that point very clear. But the guy can win. You don't want to dump him. The pressure's on, though. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we look at what Ward Manuel said when he gave him that new contract. Remember, he had originally a year left in his contract. Harbaugh did. This past offseason, signed a new deal that would keep him in place to 2025. Took a big pay cut. He's now in the bottom half in the Big Ten annual salary. This is what Ward said. Given the contract, obviously I'm willing to be patient, but he and I understand that we need to win. This is Michigan. No one wants to win more than Jim in football and me overall. We want success. And so did I put a number to that first year? The answer is no. Not sure if I buy that, but that's me talking. I want to move forward and build and continue to drive us to have success in football. Pressure is on. And Harbaugh today, I guarantee you, he's going to go full out coach speak. He's going to say, oh, I don't feel the pressure at all. It's Michigan football. It's a great year. I'm excited. He's feeling the pressure. And you know how I know this? Because he gutted his coaching staff this offseason. Six assistant coaches younger than 40. They need to have some new energy. He's feeling the pressure. But again, I still think as a Michigan fan, it could be a lot worse. And I think you know, if you do move on from him, you're going to have to face backs. That's one of the major storylines going into Big Ten media today. There is so many other storylines. As I said before, I go to Media Day some years and it's like, oh, gosh, how am I going to cover this thing? There's, you know, it's going to be a great year. They have a new quarterback, yada, yada. And we have all that. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, three major storylines. Number one, college football expansion. There's talk of moving to a 12-team event in the near future. Vaccinations. That's going to be boring, but it's going to be controversial, and you know, people are going to talk about it. Whenever we put a vaccination story on our Facebook page on WZZM13, because I work there, we get comments up the wazoo. So it's going to be controversial. We know that. And then the one that's the most interesting to me, name, image, likeness. I'm not sure if you guys watched on Disney Plus. I have it. I watched that Loki show. I watch a lot of movies. I'm a big movie guy. I see almost every movie in theaters. I saw Space Jam. I'll tell you what I thought about that later. I liked it, actually. But I got to be honest. I'm so tired of superhero movies. They're all the same. It's the same stuff over and over again. Superhero saves the day. Woman does it. I mean, again, I've seen it a bajillion times. It's become our spaghetti westerns of this generation. It's time for something new. It's time for something original. But that notwithstanding, I love what Marvel has done with their TV shows. WandaVision was great. Falcon Winter Soldier, not that great. But Loki was spectacular. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but season one ended with a world in chaos. The world in Loki now has free will, but it's a mess. And it's funny, I see a lot of parallels between this and what's going on in college sports. We're in a brave new world, and I'm wondering what the players and coaches are going to say about name, image, and likeness today. The players are going to be happy, obviously. They're getting some cash money. I wonder today if they're going to show up in their swag. In their, you know, I read one place that a law firm was willing to pay players just to wear a T-shirt one day a month that says, like, you know, Lawyers and Sons, lawyer, law firm, or something like that. So it'll be interesting to see who does it. The coaches, well, that's a different story. I wonder what they're going to say. I wonder if they're going to say what's on their mind. I don't think they will, because, remember, they're trying to recruit players. So they're going to be like, yeah, this is great. I'm all for this. This is awesome. But I don't think that's what they're thinking. A couple weeks ago, I caught up with Coach Tom Izzo, Michigan State basketball coach. He was in Grand Rapids he was scouting at a basketball camp here for high schools. And I love guys like Tom Izzo, as I was saying before. Jim Harbaugh, he's hard to talk to. Tom Izzo will talk to you forever. He'll be honest. He'll talk to you what's on his mind. You can talk to him about anything. You can talk about favorite restaurants. You can talk to him about, you know, what movies he likes, his family. He's a great guy. And he's always honest. At least that's the impression that I got. And he was against a lot of the changes that's going on in college sports. We were talking about Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski leaving their schools. He was saying, essentially, he's staying in the game to protect it, to make sure that the game stays in good hands, because he's concerned about a lot of the changes that are going on right now. And I understand where he's coming from, because it's a fact. Coaches like control, and they're losing it. And it's confusing, and there is a lot of potential for disaster. And rest assured, at some point this season, there's going to be disaster. You know it's going to happen. You know this is going to cause problems. Now, most schools are putting policies into effect which limit players from accepting any kind of endorsement or appearance arrangement that infringes on team time. But it's still a brand new field we're playing in. Could you imagine one guy, signs on with a company, that company gets in trouble? Well, then what? That's the reason in broadcasting we can't take deals with side companies, because we've got to be impartial. We don't want to be associated with other stuff. It's a little different here, obviously, but you don't want your school or your players associated with anything bad. You got guys attending invites for birthday parties and charging that. What if the birthday party runs late? What if they get into car problems on the way back and miss practice? That's going to be a problem. It's going to be tricky. And coaches are going to be going nuts. And I'm curious to see what they're going to have to say about that. Obviously, another big story this year, the college football playoff expansion. I'm excited about this. By the way, this is Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino on the X's and Bros radio show. Again, see me on the television right now, Comcast 900, BCSN, talking about Big Ten Media Day. College football playoff expansion. This is going to be a huge topic. Dabo Swinney came out the other day. He's against it, said it's inevitable. He doesn't like it because, to me, it's going to make it harder to win a championship for them. They're going to put 12 teams, possibly change from the current 4-team format to a 12-team event. Now, to be honest, I think 12 is a little much. But I like the thought process here, because the more teams that are competing for a championship, the better. The more parity there is, the more parity there's going to be every year in terms of recruiting, in terms of just different people getting better players, different transfers. It won't be the same team, I think, in the finals every year. It'll be different teams. And I think this is going to be great for college football. I think it is going to be great for schools like Michigan, who are kind of in a tough spot. They haven't made the college football playoffs. Ohio State makes it every year. Let's face it, we're living in a world where recruits want to go to winning teams, or want to go to teams that are in championship games. And it's easier when you get in there. So I think by having more teams in there, it's going to open up recruiting a little bit and level the playing field versus those same, you know, basic three teams every year that get in, Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson. And then the other story that's going to be very interesting today at Big Ten Media Day, vaccinations. Now, again, this is a very, very boring topic, and I think we're all very tired of it at this point. But, again, it's going to be something that's very challenging this year in across college football. Now, we know there are five Big Ten campuses that are mandating the COVID vaccines for all students. It's Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, and Rutgers. Will the conference have a mandate? Will they come out? If they're going to do it, they're going to announce today. Clearly, there's only one right answer, and I think a lot of people would agree, at least with me, that there should be one. However, we know there's a lot of political tape to go through. My gut says no vaccinations throughout the conference, but again, we'll see with that. It'll be very interesting. Again, this is a very controversial topic, and I think it's going to make noise, even though we're very tired of it, and it's going to incite a lot of emotions. And then, of course, you know, the other one is beating the Buckeyes. Who is going to finally challenge Ohio State this year? We were talking to Aaron McMahon earlier. He's one to think that the Buckeyes are not as strong as they've been in recent years. Who's going to step up this year? Is it going to be Wisconsin? Indiana? USA Today thinks they have a better chance of beating Ohio State than Michigan, which is abso-friggin-lutely insane. But we'll see what happens with that. As I said before, it's a busy media day from Indianapolis. They're having a lot of fun. I wish I was there because there's so many stories, lines going on with that. But obviously, front and center, I think the most interesting thing is Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. Got more comments coming up on the state of the Wolverines. Remember the Meyer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio to 21000. This is Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino on the X's and Bros radio show. And remember, there's so many ways to reach out to me. XB Mornings on Twitter, also at Mike Lissette. Facebook, X's apostrophe S and the symbol and Bros. TV, of course, Comcast 900. Thank you for watching right there. Hello, BCSN. And, of course, you can find us on our podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. So many ways to get in touch with me and so much going on. We've got much more coming up after the break. I finally saw it. I saw Space Jam. I don't know if you guys care about this. I don't know if you guys want to hear my review, but you're going to get it when we come back after the break. It's Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino on the X's and Bros radio show.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
We'll be right back.